This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Saltgrass Steakhouse in Pearland, this is the QDemp Show on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you in part by Acme Party and Tent. Here's Quinton Demps with Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right. Time for the QDemp playoff winning safety.
Yeah.
Quinton Demps.
AFC South champion safety.
There you go. There you go. We're at Saltgrass here in Pearland. If you want to come out and meet Quinton Demps, I want to remind you, 25 years of perfection at Saltgrass. 61 locations and growing, including the new one in Baytown that'll be opening soon. That's going to be projected to be at the end of January. And also, just as a little follow-up, the posters, they did a few more of those today that are in the stores at Bedrock City. Not many, though, so if you want them, go grab them. And joining us now, as he does every couple of weeks.
It's been a while, right?
Yeah, and it's kind of nice to have you on after a victory, after a big victory.
Yeah.
First off, how's your health? Let's start with that, since you had to leave the game pretty early.
Yeah, I hurt my hamstring again. But I should, you know, like you said, I'm walking around pretty well. But just those things are tricky. You just never know, you know, when you got to sprint and burst. But, you know, we'll see. I'm day-to-day for sure.
Is it disappointing to you to, I mean, you get to the playoffs, you know, it's the biggest game of the year at that point, and to be sitting on the sideline for most of it?
Yeah, I definitely was, you know, in my feelings. Definitely not a good thing. You know, you work so hard just to get there, and here you are. You can't even play, you know, so especially when it's one of your wheels. You know, if it was a finger or something like that, a shoulder, I'd be able to fight through it, but I need my wheels, man, to burst and to cover and to tackle.
Yeah. I guess it's easier to stomach sitting on the sideline in a game that your team wins. It's a little easier to deal with.
A little
with.
Easier, yeah.
Yeah, if you're on the sideline and you guys lose, that's a tough pill to swallow.
It's tougher, yeah. But it's just hard. It's hard either way, though, you know, win or lose.
What was preparation like this week? I mean, Connor Cook is making his first career start, which means you don't really have film on the guy. I mean, how was preparation different than when you're going up against a known commodity?
Yeah, like anytime you don't have film, man, it definitely brings like a different, you know, a different way you got to prepare. You got to kind of watch college tape sometime. You know, we did that. We watched a couple, you know, to see his mechanics.
He was good in college.
Yeah, he moved around pretty well.
Way better than he was on Saturday.
Yeah, but it, you know, it's just different. You know, but you try to prepare off of, you know, the plays that they run. And just kind of go from there.
Based on what you saw on Saturday, was Connor bad? Or was he just sort of okay and his receivers didn't do him a lot of favors? Because that's kind of what I saw. It looked like Crabtree had a couple big drops. Cooper dropped a play that really could have got them back in the game and made a game of it. Just a really bad time to drop a ball where he had his man beat.
Right.
I mean, was it all on Cook, or do you think the whole offense just kind of struggled?
Well, it's like I said, man, like I always say, it's never just one player for sure. I think they were missing a key piece with Donald Penn, you know, getting some, you know, stopping the rush and stuff like that. But I think, you know, he played all right. You know, his first start in playoff game, number one defense. He did what he could, you know.
You feel like you came back too soon from your injury?
Yeah, I think so.
Now, I ask you about this when it was JJ that it happened to.
Yeah.
Is there like a doctor who has to clear you, or does a doctor say, like, you look all right, how do you feel?
And yeah, it's kind of both. You know, with me, it's, you know, 80% I'm feeling good because it's a playoff game. you know what I'm saying? Like, you just – it's one of those things, man. You know, I don't feel it on Friday, so I think I'm good. But
Is there part of you that in the back of your mind says, you know what, they can probably win this game against the Raiders without me? Mm-hmm. They're going to need me next week if we go to New England. Is there part of you that says, like, maybe if I'm going to miss a game,
I felt that way.
This is the game maybe I should miss.
Yeah, with so many thoughts, you know, in the air when you hurt, that definitely ran across my mind for sure a few times. Not overlooking Oakland, but just, you know, just knowing my team, us at home, we're 7-1 at home,
right?
You know,
and you're playing a third string quarterback who's never made a start before.
Yeah, so just being a realist for sure, that ran across my mind for sure.
What was the deciding factor on you playing?
Just a playoff game.
You just don't get that many playoff games in your
career. Yeah, you just never know. You know, we're home, man. It's just excitement, and I was feeling okay. You know, I was feeling all right.
Would you say it's worse today than it was last Monday?
No, it's about the same.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think it was getting better, but it went back to where it was, where I started at. So I'm back at square one.
Does that bring you down a little bit, knowing that it kept you out for most of this week, or?
Yeah, it's just, it's, you know, it's frustrating. You know, it's definitely discouraging, man. It's because I want to play. You know, we're in the playoffs for sure, but I can only control what I can. You know what I'm saying? That's working my butt off to get better.
What's the latest with Kareem? Because I noticed he was a little banged up as well.
I think he'd be fine.
Okay,
I think he'd be
he's
fine.
All right.
Yeah, I think he'd be fine for sure. It's not any soft tissue thing, so he'd be fine.
So the Patriots, obviously, you guys have been up there once before this year.
Oh, God.
It did not go well.
New England Patriots, man.
That week, they threw out a third-string quarterback with a broken hand.
Right.
And they won 27-0. I need you to be the optimist. I need you to tell me what's going to change to make you guys competitive with that team in New England this week.
Man, I think that we are a different team than we were in week three, for sure. And it's something that I can't predict, something that I can't say. I know that we're going to, you know, come this week with a chip on our shoulder because they beat us pretty good, you know, and we got to lock in, man, and we got to come prepared and ready to play for sure.
Do you feel like this is a chance for you guys to – I mean, I don't know how – I'm sure every team thinks that they're the best team.
Yeah.
But from an outsider standpoint, does this feel like an opportunity for you guys to pull an upset and beat the best team in the league at their house?
I'm not sure they're the best team in the league, but to beat one of the best teams in the AFC for sure.
Right.
Yeah, it's, you know – of course, we're underdogs. You know, it's the New England Patriots going up there to Foxborough. You know, and but you know, any given Sunday, any given Saturday, anybody can be beat.
You guys, speaking of the underdog thing, you guys are 16-point underdogs as of right now. The biggest playoff.
I saw 21.
Not yet.
You didn't see 21?
No,
yet?
Not 21 yet.
Somebody, I saw 21 somewhere. I was like, wow.
That is, if you guys win,
yeah,
it would be the biggest upset in the history of NFL playoffs.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Oh, NFL playoffs. Okay,
NFL
I got you. I got you. That makes sense.
Well, you said it was 14, the Giants-Patriots
yeah,
Super Bowl.
Yeah, the Giants-Patriots Super Bowl was
That's
14.
The biggest one ever so far.
Okay.
Do you feel that's disrespectful to you guys, or do you feel like that maybe the Patriots have warranted that sort of
– I mean, I just think it is what it is. I mean, like, you know, they beat us 27-0. Why shouldn't we be 27-point underdogs, you know? So, it's just, you know, it is what it is. No respect around here. But we didn't earn it.
Yeah.
27-0, what kind of respect you want, you know?
Is it frustrating also to – you guys, you beat the Raiders. The Raiders were a playoff team. No matter what they had at quarterback, they were a playoff team. Every team has injuries. But you're not. No one's going to give you credit around the league for beating the Raiders without Derek Carr.
Okay.
And is that frustrating for you that people are kind of? I mean, you guys just won a playoff game, but people are sort of overlooking it because of what they had going on.
I mean, like, is it? I don't know. I don't care.
Yeah.
Like at the end of the day, no. I don't concern myself. You know, a lion doesn't concern himself with sheep. So it is what it is. We won.
Do you get the same satisfaction out of that win than you would have had they had Derek Carr and you guys were able to avenge that game that you played in Mexico City?
Satisfaction out of a win? You think like a win?
I know
some
that
wins
I,
are better.
The
Super Bowl is the best win. The playoff game is the next best win.
So I've had fights where I actually
this is the NFL though. It's not like Pop Warner.
Where I've actually had fights.
Okay,
like
I got
where
you.
I've been in a fight, and you feel, like after you win a fight, you feel like you've really accomplished something.
Got you.
And then my last fight, I just beat the hell out of this dude who had no business
and you were
fighting
just
me.
Like...
And I didn't have the same feeling of satisfaction.
Okay.
So that's what I'm at. Like, do you get the same, like, I don't want to say the Raiders were handicapped without Derek Carr, but they're not the same team that they were.
I see what you're saying
season.
Now. I'll
like, do you
saying.
Get the same satisfaction from beating a team without a key guy like that?
Nah, not in a playoff game.
You don't care?
No, I don't care.
Okay.
You just want to win, like, you know.
That's fair.
Not a playoff game. Maybe a regular season Monday night game, but.
All playoff games are built the same.
Yeah.
You just win in advance.
Just win. Because if you don't win, you go home. So
I said,
I'm still at work this week.
I said at the beginning of the show, and the offense, this was probably Brock Osweiler's best game ever.
Okay.
Statistically, it was his best game ever.
Mm-hmm.
I still think that the offense did a thing where. Especially once you guys had scored about 20 points, they basically decided we're gonna run every down.
Yeah.
They did not run successfully, so they were basically running three times and punting.
Yeah.
And putting it back on the defense.
In what quarter? Fourth quarter.
Third, fourth quarter, both. Yeah, it felt that way. Mm-hmm. The defense is the strength of this team. If they're going to win, it's because the defense plays out of its mind, which I think the defense played a fantastic game on Saturday, and the results show out that way. Do you feel like that would be enough to beat New England? Do you feel like just a great defensive performance will be enough to beat New England, or do you feel like the offense is going to have to do something that they haven't done this year, like, and just have a real big blowout showing?
No, yeah, we need everybody.
Yeah,
we need all three phases for sure, like for sure, for real, for real.
How frustrating is it because to have this injury crop up when I got to say you've been playing fantastic. AFC Defensive Player of the Month. Congratulations for that, by the way. That's not a small thing.
Appreciate it.
I'm glad to see them recognize that because it's not just the interceptions. I mean, you've been all over the field making tackles.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're playing as well as you ever have right now? Because it sure looks like it from the outside.
Yeah, I'm playing good ball right now. Definitely finished stronger than I ever have before, for sure.
This is a year we've talked before about respect, and this.
Yeah, you guys know my mission. You guys know what I'm on right now.
I want to say we're tied for the league lead in safety interceptions this year. Is that true?
I think I was first with safeties. I was tied with
tied in the league
two.
Overall.
Yeah, number two.
Oh, number two in the league.
But I was first in safety for sure.
I mean, to me, it's a no-brainer that somebody's about to pay you. I would think the only maybe deterrent to that is your age.
Right.
You're no longer a young man in this league. But do you feel like you've done everything you could this year to get that payday at the end of the season?
You never know with this league, man. It's so inconsistent what they want to do. They're going to try to use the age thing. You know, Charles Woodson played till he was 38. It's different for everybody. You know, age is a number at some point.
Because I was
like, what does the film say? How old I am?
The film says you look pretty good.
Exactly.
And they were saying on the broadcast, AJ Bouye is lined up for a big payday at the end of the year, which I think he is too.
Me too.
They kept comparing his season this year to Josh Norman's last year.
Really?
Which I think is maybe a stretch.
Totally it's a little bit of a stretch.
I mean, AJ Bouye's had a good year, but Josh Norman was, phenomenal last year.
Right.
And if AJ Bouye gets the money Josh Norman got, then God bless him.
Pot money.
And his agent. I mean, good for him.
Yeah.
But, I mean, do you feel like maybe you've flown under the radar a little bit with guys like AJ Bouye having the year he's had, Jadeveon having the year he's had? You're not a showy guy on the field. You're not dancing around after every pick. You're a workman, and I like that about you. But do you feel like maybe you've flown under the radar and that could potentially cost you?
No, I wouldn't say that it would cost me.
Okay.
I just think that's just, just one of those things that happens on, with people. But I don't think it cost me because at the end of the day, man, somebody's going to watch the film and be like, okay, he's earned some respect. And, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You never know.
Just getting to the playoffs, you guys had that grinded out win over the Bengals. Let's take you back a little bit here. When you play the Titans and everything's already clinched, I kind of like what they did. I know you guys want to be out there, but they pretty much treated that second half like it was an exhibition game. As a player, were you okay with that? Just like, let's get some of these other guys out here. We need to be healthy for next week.
Yeah, I think it's good. I think it's good and bad in that. Really, not too much bad. I think that we want to win every game for sure, but at some point, man, you're in the playoffs. You don't want to get guys hurt, So it's just a fine line between, sitting everybody. It just depends on your personality. Like, I think, Mike Tomlin said what? He said Bell.
Brown and Ben.
Right. So it just, just depends. But as a player, we believe in a coach and, whatever he decides, he decides.
Did you think it was good for guys like Robert Nelson to get a bunch of time because he wound up having to play this week?
Yeah, I think so.
And some of the others, Eddie Pleasant, guys like that, got a lot of playing time.
Yeah.
It is the Quentin Demp Show. We are at Saltgrass in Pearland. So if you want to come out and meet Quentin after a playoff victory, it's a big deal, man. This franchise has three playoff victories in its life. You've been around for
three of them.
All three of them?
Yeah, I was there for all three.
Good for you.
Both Bengals, though, right? Two Bengals.
Yeah, two Bengals and then this one.
Oakland, yeah.
So,
New England got us twice, too. Who got us? Oh, Ravens got us the next time.
Yeah.
Other time.
Yeah. That was the Jacoby Jones game.
Right.
I recall.
Is that what we call it?
Yeah, pretty much. I think that says it all. All right, we're going to take a very quick break, but come on out here. We are at Saltgrass in Pearland. Happy hours going on. They got all kinds of cool stuff going on. And just want to also tell you that right now the one in Galveston, they've got a special through January 2nd. You can enjoy a special two-course lunch for $15 or three-course dinner for $30. That's only at the Galveston location. Go to saltgrass.com for details. We are at the Pearland location. Come on out. We'll be right back.
And what do I have here, John? Dirt Free? Now is the time to save big money on cleaning your carpets. You just got all your relatives out after the holidays. It's time to get back to normal. And getting the floor clean is part of that. Clean your carpets, air ducts, tiles, upholstery with dirt-free carpet. Right now, they'll clean one room free with any purchase, which means you pay for one room, they'll clean the second one absolutely free. Give them a call, dirt-free carpet, 281-DIRT-FREE. That's 281-347-8373. And go chemical-free with dirt-free carpet. They use powerful engines, create high-pressure steam made from their patented super water. No chemicals, no nonsense. It's going to go around making you sick. No soap. They've been doing it for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts, and they do it all with this great technology. Give them a call right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard about it right here and get one room of carpet cleaned free with any purchase. That's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
Is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow live from the Saltgrass Steakhouse in Pearland. This is the QDAM Show on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you in part by Acme Party Intent. Here's Quinton Demps with Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the QDAM Show here at Saltgrass.
Yo, yo.
And, go to Twitter real quick. We're JOff288, who you're gonna like this one. Jay's a smart dude. Actually, he's written a few things for my website.
Check my feed, man.
Says I listen to a lot of radio. Heard a bunch of Texan player interviews in 15 years. By far, Q Demps is the most honest.
Ooh.
Says don't hesitate when he answers or when he doesn't understand.
Did AJ hear that? Did he hit
AJ up with that too.
Did you hear that? I'm more honest. You agree?
Do
with
I
that?
Ever say anything other than that?
You agree with that or no?
Yeah, I think you're honest. I think you're more honest than some of the other guys we've had on this show for sure. Yeah,
that's right.
I appreciate it. I like doing the show with you. I've said that many a time. We've had some good ones and we've had some bad ones. And
we never had any bad ones.
Yes, we've had some
wombats. What makes
man.
It bad? The battles makes it good.
No, no. I'm talking about you.
Oh, you're talking about players.
I've had some bad players.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant me and yours.
No.
No, that makes it fun. We love that.
Yeah, me too.
No, I was going to say, which ones? I was going to say, you do one show in your life with DJ Swearinger. I'll tell you, it ain't easy, man.
Golly.
It is not easy.
I could only imagine.
Well, let's just say we didn't have to imagine it. We had to live it. It was rough.
No, I couldn't imagine like a bad – we can't talk about it on air, right? I just want
to
know.
I just think if you went back and listened to it, you'd understand.
Got you.
We tried. That was one where we tried so hard to make it interesting and
yeah,
just forget it.
Yeah.
Danielle was really good. We enjoyed doing the show with him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I like D-Man. That's my guy.
But you climbed up the power ranks, man. You're a fun guy to do a show with.
Appreciate it.
Let's go back to that game Sunday because as a group, I think – it's probably your best win of the year, not just because it's a playoff win, but
as a team, we played the best, right? Like all three phases. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Is that what you're getting to?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm getting to. Would you say it's your best game of the season?
I think in all three phases, yeah. We had a punt return call back. You know, minus that on special teams, we played pretty well. We got to do better tackling on teams, but
got to catch that. You got to catch the ball on those.
Yeah,
punts
you almost
too.
Had a fumble on the.
He had two muffs
right
back
after
there.
That, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's you know,
the ball bounced right off him and went straight to one of your guys.
I still think offensively, they have to run the ball more efficiently than that. I mean, they were under 3 yards a carry.
Okay.
Especially, I mean, obviously against New England, that's not going to fly.
Right.
I do think that if the defense plays the way they played, mm-hmm. you guys can play with anybody.
Right.
But you have to get equal output from all three.
Yeah.
And while I do think the offense was good enough to beat the Raiders,
mm-hmm.
I don't think what they did on Saturday is good enough to beat the Patriots.
20 points.
I don't think what they did on
you just
Saturday
like overall.
I don't think that was a 20-point offensive performance.
Okay.
I think they were put into some really great spots on some really great defensive plays.
Okay.
Clowney.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
the interception.
Clowney interception, I mean, that's free 7 points. You know? Now, to be fair.
Hasn't been all year.
To be fair, what they did all season long was get opportunities like that and turn it into field goals.
Right.
So they did punch it in for touchdowns. So I will give credit there where it's due. That was an improvement.
Yeah.
But I still think they have to be – I mean – Brock Osweiler has to throw for more than 180 yards against the Patriots. I mean, 180 yards is not going to be Tom Brady.
Right.
It just never will.
Right.
Not unless you're running for 250. And
now, what did the Broncos do last year? Do you guys know the stats on that game?
I could pull it up.
If you can.
I will. Somebody said.
I want to research it, too.
Somebody, and this was someone who was, this was maybe yesterday, asking me about why is it that the Broncos got all this love last year and the Texans don't get the same treatment this year as the Broncos.
For the number one defense?
Right. And I said, well, there's a couple reasons why. A, the Broncos aren't missing their best defensive player, you know, for one.
Right, okay.
The Texans are missing. Okay. That'd be like if Von Miller was out for the Broncos.
Yeah, they wouldn't get that much love, you don't
they
think?
They wouldn't get as much love.
Okay.
Secondly, the Broncos had a Hall of Fame quarterback.
And that's, I mean, yeah, they get all the attention, right?
Like, you just... When you look at who's got a chance to win in the playoffs,
you look at quarterback.
The first thing you look at is quarterback.
Who's the quarterback?
The first thing you look at.
No question.
That's why that game that you guys played in on Saturday, that's why there was so much talk about it, was because it was two guys making their first career playoff starts.
Yeah.
You know, and it was such a one guy who had been benched versus another guy who making his first ever start.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just it was a strange thing because those aren't the type of quarterbacks you normally associate with playoff football.
Right.
So even though Peyton Manning last year was not the same Peyton Manning he was when he won a Super Bowl in Indy.
Of course not.
You feel like if Peyton Manning's the quarterback, you've got a chance to win.
You've got a chance to win, for sure.
You've got a chance to win.
Hall of Famer.
And that team was 12-4, too.
Yeah, and they were 12-4. Mm-hmm. They played in a tough division. The Texans were 9-7 playing in the worst division in football.
Well, Peyton didn't have crazy numbers either.
No, he didn't. No. He wasn't great last year.
He managed the game, right?
Managed the game. But I think those are the big difference you see between why the Broncos last year got so much love and why the Texans this year are having to fight for that respect is because they're different circumstances, honestly.
I agree.
I think there's a lot of difference.
If we had JJ, though, it'd be all over the place, right?
I think there would be less questions. But, again, you can't have a Brock Osweiler or Tom Savage quarterbacking you in a playoff game and expect to be favored. It's just tough. It doesn't happen in this league.
Yeah,
I mean, when guys like that win, it's a huge upset because guys like that, normally don't get to the playoffs, and when they do, they don't normally win.
Right.
You know, especially matching up against the greatest quarterback in the history of football, that's who you guys are going to see next week. Brock Osweiler just played his best game ever, and I mean that would be if Tom Brady threw for 180 yards, people would be like, what the hell's wrong with Tom Brady? I mean, you know, so
how much did he throw against Denver? I really want to know.
I'll look it up right now.
310 yards. He put it up. He put it up 50.
You still want to hear the rest, or you just want us to stop?
He put it up 56 times. He was 27 of 56 for 310 with one touchdown, but he threw two interceptions.
Okay.
You know how many interceptions he's thrown this whole season?
Two.
Yeah.
Golly.
No, granted, that's only in 12 games, and he plays 16 games. He probably at least throws a third one.
He throws a half one.
He's letting Jacoby Brissett.
What was the score of that game?
20-18. Yeah.
20-18.
And,
and that was at Denver.
Yeah.
That's a key factor.
Yeah.
That's really huge right there.
What did you guys think of the crowd on Saturday?
They were good.
Okay.
They were good. They were okay.
Good.
It didn't seem like the
it didn't feel like a big game, right?
The prior two games, though, like the playoff
games. Do you think it's because of
– The first one was unmatched. That can't be matched. But the second one was, it was there.
Do you think it's the Osweiler versus Connor Cook thing that kind of brought it down a little bit?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Because I feel like Texans fans, when they announced Tom Savage as the starter a couple weeks ago, Texans fans had a clean and decisive breakup with Brock Osweiler.
Okay.
Everybody was fine. Like, there was nobody talking about his potential. They basically just said, finally, we're done with this guy. And, it's like a guy who breaks up with his girlfriend and writes a whole bunch of bad stuff about her on Facebook. And then 2 weeks later, they're back together, and he's, like, trying to quickly go through and delete all the bad stuff he said.
Yeah.
That's how I feel Texans fans had to be with Brock Osweiler, because it's like they wanted to be done with him so bad,
yeah.
And they were done. They felt liberated, but then it's like, oh, we got to take this guy back.
Yeah. I mean,
so suddenly they're like, well, we're in the playoffs, yay, but Brock Osweiler's a quarterback. Do you think that had something to do with it?
I don't know. I mean, I can see what you put it, you know, putting it like that, I can see what you're saying, but it's a playoff game. You know, you're at home.
I mean, you were in the playoff game where T.J. Yates was the starting quarterback, and it was live there.
It was cracking.
And I find that to be an interesting thing. But
I don't know, but yeah, it was kind of weird. I mean, the energy was there, but it wasn't just – you didn't think it was playoffs.
I also wonder if – do you feel like maybe it's a matter of what sexy football is? And sexy football is offense. Sexy football is scoring a lot of points.
Right.
And – because the Texans' offense has been so poor all year, fans are maybe a little disenchanted with the team, despite the fact that the defense is playing so great that when that's happening, maybe it's easy to turn away from it and say, it's not an exciting product, which I don't think the Texans this year have been an exciting product.
Yeah.
It's been efficient. They've won enough games to get in the playoffs,
right.
But it's not a game that you're like, oh, man, these guys are
score
really
40
fun
points
to watch.
And all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, offense do sell tickets, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I don't know. Who knows what the fans are thinking?
I don't know.
But it was still electric, though. It was still electric. It was still, you know, good energy. It wasn't, like, bad, but it's just we expected more, you know. Like,
right.
So it was still fun.
If you guys can do this is how you beat them. As we talked about Brady's numbers.
Okay.
He also got sacked four times, so you got to sack him four times.
Gotcha.
You got to get two interceptions out of him. Mm-hmm. You got to hold their running game to 2.6 per carry.
How many yards do they have running?
44 yards.
Nice.
Okay,
that's huge. That's going to be huge.
And on your end, with the of course, now keep in mind, it took a missed 2-point conversion here, or else we were going to overtime.
Overtime, yeah.
But
I remember that part.
Manning's day was very Osweiler-like. It was 17 of 32 for 176.
Yeah.
Two touchdowns, no picks. Sacked three times.
That's it there.
And then they ran the ball 30 times for 99 yards. So they didn't run the ball all that effectively, but they ran it a lot, just like you guys did Saturday.
That's a winning formula.
So that's what you guys need to do. Manning did fumble the ball once and lost it.
He lost it, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I think that's like every game. I mean, especially for a team like you guys.
Yeah.
You've got to create turnovers, and you can't afford for your offense to turn the ball over.
Right.
I mean, this is not a juggernaut offense that,
right.
Oh, we fumbled this time, that's all right. We'll go back out and throw another one.
Like Green Bay.
Yeah. Like, if Aaron Rodgers, which Aaron Rodgers doesn't throw picks. maybe a better example is Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, he might.
Ben Roethlisberger's a little loose with the ball.
He'll throw a couple.
And he takes a lot of chances. But it's a high risk, high reward play.
No question.
So if they throw a pick, oh well.
Yeah.
We'll get it back and we'll probably score a touchdown. That's true. The Texans aren't that kind of team.
We're not built like that.
You guys
sure.
have to be very careful with the ball.
Yeah.
And
we got to turn
the
over.
Defense. You guys have to turn the ball over to win. You have to be opportunistic.
I've just been a realist. It is what it is.
Let me ask you something. We'll do this during the next segment.
Right.
There's something that happened with a player on the Texans, and I talked about it a little earlier in the game that really bugs me, and I want to see. I want to see if that's a general feeling for you guys.
It bugs you.
It bugs me a lot.
Okay. Something happened with a player that bugs you.
Yes.
Okay.
And I want to know if it's how it's looked upon by other NFL players, by the peers.
All right. That's fair. Let's do it.
All right. We're going to take a very quick break. We'll be right back. It is the Q Deb Show on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back here on the QDemp show. And Black Ass Swan on Twitter says, damn, AJ, get out of my head. That's kind of how I felt. I got to take it back. You know what I thought? Very similar. It's like your brother comes to you and says, dude, I'm getting a divorce, and I'm seeing somebody new. And you're like, great, because I hated that pig. I'm glad you got rid of her. Whoever you get's going to be better. Yeah, I haven't met her yet, but I have high hopes. And then 2 weeks later, he comes back and says,
I took her back.
Yeah.
We're getting married.
Yeah.
We're pregnant.
And you've said all these horrible things about her, and now you're stuck with it.
Yeah.
So that's how I felt about it. AJ, ask him your question because I'm curious about this, what he thinks about this.
Okay. DeAndre Hopkins, and this game wasn't the first time I've noticed it.
Okay.
Is sliding at the end of play, like sacrifice sliding like a quarterback would do to avoid contact. It drives me so crazy because, A, he's not a quarterback.
Right.
And it feels like running backs, receivers, your job is to get the ball and then fight for as many yards as you can after the catch. And it feels like when a wide receiver is sacrifice sliding, it's completely defeating the purpose of what his job is. If you're playing against a receiver and you're about to make that hit and he slides in front of you,
yeah,
don't you lose a little respect for that?
Oh.
I mean, that's not what wide receivers are supposed to do, right?
It depends.
On what?
Did he get the first down?
I think he did.
Yeah, so the league has changed, man. Like, it's not.
But the first down isn't the goal. There's a big, thick white line at the end of the field that you got to get across to get points.
How many times has Hopkins took a 10-yard slant, 80 yards for a touchdown?
Well, how many times is he ever going to do it if he's sliding to?
So a first down is the goal. So I think he's sliding after the first down.
Oh, man.
And, like, the game has changed, man. It just ain't the same. So I can't.
I feel like that's not football.
As a teammate, I'm not mad at him. I understand why he did it. Like, what's 4 more yards going to do if you go fumble, trying to fight for yards? We're going to punch it out.
I don't know. I get
like, get down, get the first down, and get down. That's how we feel.
I guess I just think of like the great receivers, and I can never picture a scenario where, and let's face it, DeAndre Hopkins wants to be paid like a great receiver.
Yeah,
I can never picture a scenario where T.O.
But he's going down with
Jerry Rice
like
slides.
He's going down with like 4 yards extra is the most he may get. He's not going down when he can have 20 more yards.
I'm telling you now, with this team, every 4 yards is vital.
Not after the first down. Get down and you know, possession is the most important thing. First down and possession. Because fighting for yards, man, you lose the ball.
Okay.
You know?
So if a wide receiver slides in front of you, you don't think of that guy a little bit less?
Nah, not really.
Okay.
I'm going to be pissed, though. I'm going to talk some shit to him, but, you know, I'm not going to.
Whoops.
Oh, my bad.
That's S-bomb. All right. John, you got that?
I apologize to the kids.
That's all right.
Yeah.
I really do.
Maybe it's just me. Obviously, I'm not a professional football player. Yeah. I don't know what it feels like to be
hit. I mean, I'm going to talk crap to him, but, you know, at the end of the day, I understand why he did it. He didn't want to take that hit, get a concussion, be out 2 or 3 days. The game has changed.
I don't like that, man. I don't like that change.
I understand.
Did you watch any football this weekend after you guys' game?
Yeah, I watched the Green Bay, and I watched the
Did you watch the Steelers game, Dolphins game?
I couldn't watch the whole game.
Did you see the hit on Matt Moore?
I didn't. Okay. I didn't see that. I was taking a restroom break.
Okay, I'll pull it up on my computer after
I heard about it, though.
During our next break.
Was it legal?
That's what I want to ask you
about. Is he going to get fined?
There's talk about him getting suspended.
Yeah, let me check it out.
And to me, it's a good football play.
Yeah.
You know, Matt Moore is
quarterback.
He's on the sideline. Like, he's all the way out of the pocket on the sideline, which at that point, you're a runner.
He's live.
And he gets hit. The helmet is the first thing to contact, but it's more the side of the helmet than the top.
Yeah.
And the top of the helmet hits his jaw, but it's because he sees it coming and he, like, kind of crumples.
Himself. Oh, that's tough.
And so he gets hit in the chest, neck, mouth area, and in full speed, it is one of the most violent hits I've seen in a long time.
I heard about it,
but I'm curious your thoughts on it.
I want to see it.
That brings me to the follow up on the DeAndre thing.
Yeah,
when he did slide, and the defender goes in to tackle him, and he makes contact with his head when he slides, and DeAndre gets up and raises his hand wanting a flag.
Yeah,
you don't believe in that, right? If you slide to avoid contact and you get hit in the head.
He's on my team. I want the flag.
I know, but let's just call him.
If it was me, I'd be pissed.
Let's just call him random receiver.
Yeah, I wouldn't agree with that for sure.
No, you don't give up.
You got hit in the head because you slid.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
I said, first of all, a receiver should never be sliding. And if he does slide and gets hit in the head, that's on him. There's no flag on that nonsense.
Yeah.
Can't have that. John, can we break early so I can show Quentin
this video? What
about
this Giants boat trip?
You mad about it?
No, you guys are.
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't care about it.
I think you guys should be able to. You get a day off. You should be able to do whatever the hell you want.
Bro, think about this.
They could have won that game though. They had a lot of drops though.
They did, and it's obviously a bad look.
I don't like the going outside in Lambeau with your shirts off though.
I don't like that
that's
either.
Yeah,
I always think that's foolish.
What are y'all doing, man?
But that's what fat fans are supposed to do out there.
I think that if going to Miami on your off day is the reason you lost,
no way.
You weren't that good to begin with.
Right.
I think back to like those Dallas Cowboys teams in the early 90s.
Oh, wow.
They spent their off day doing blow and everything else, acting
Lawrence
a fool.
Lawrence Taylor, yeah.
Yeah, and those guys were winning championships. Right. But the Giants, because they got on a boat and took their shirts off, suddenly they weren't able to beat the Packers. I just don't see it.
Yeah. But, it's just one of those things.
And at the end of the day, I don't think any of the guys in the secondary were on that boat. And
right. I think I read somebody tweet
those
that,
guys
too.
Had a rough
maybe,
day.
Maybe somebody, they should have been on the boat.
Yeah. Somebody tweeted that, too.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We only have one segment left?
That's it.
Jeez.
Flying by.
Show flies by, man. Yeah. Quick break. Q Demp Show on ESPN 97.5.
This is ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from the Saltgrass Steakhouse in Pearland. This is the Q-Demp Show on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you in part by Acme Party Intent. Here's Quinton Demps with Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back live here at Saltgrass in Pearland for one more segment, the Q-Demp Show. Defensive Player of the Month, Quinton Demps. As we wrap this thing up,
so yes, sir.
Now you've seen that Matt Moore hit. What do you think now?
Wow,
that, you've seen it?
That was it's got to be for sure the hardest hit of the year, man. But I think I don't know because of the crown of because of the crown of his helmet hit his helmet. I think it's gonna be fine for sure.
How hard is that though?
That's tough, man.
As a defensive player, because we see this all the time where you go in and you're gonna get him in the chest, and then guys kind of duck their head.
Yeah, so that's tough, man.
Like, and you've already started your motion.
He's already started. Yeah, right. Yeah, he aimed for the chest too, but because he went down, you know, that's tough, man.
The job of defensive players, particularly linebackers and safety, where the game moves really fast,
right.
Well, I shouldn't say that because defensive ends, these guys have it tough, too, when they get to the quarterback.
When they get to the quarterback, yeah.
Like, trying to make sure that no part of you touches him in his neck or head area.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
– face mask, anything.
It's getting more and more difficult. And you know what? Here's a great example of that. That great one-handed catch that we saw over the weekend where
– What, Seattle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where they were like, well, he's face masking the guy the whole time.
Yeah.
They don't mention that earlier there's a play earlier where the defensive guy is face masking him when he tries to make a catch and it's incomplete, so they don't call it
right. Well, when he catches it,
right? If he would have caught it, they would have called it face mask. I just think that the job of defenders is very difficult.
It is tough. It's very tough
because
man.
That game is going so fast, and to say I've got to hit this guy, but I can only hit him from here to here, and you can't go low.
Yeah,
you know, you can't go high. I mean, you've got a small target, and it's a moving target at that. Yeah. I mean,
it's a lose-lose for us, man. We just,
and that's why I said when I saw the hit, I understood that the flag had to come out.
Yeah,
you know, you're probably never going to make that hit, even if the replay shows it's totally clean
right.
And get away with
it. You got to throw the flag.
Unless you do
it so hard.
Unless you do it to Cam Newton, you're allowed to hit Cam Newton that hard, and they won't throw a flag.
Yeah,
but if you hit anybody else, he's defenseless.
Yeah. So they may suspend him, you said?
That's what I've been hearing, which, I mean, I understand if they want to throw the flag, but once you look at it in slow motion, you can tell that he wasn't trying to go at his head.
Right.
He's tackling him.
Playing fast, man. Playing football.
Yeah, to me, there's no fine, no suspension that should be attached to that. The flag is enough punishment because I think he did everything he could to make the right move.
Right.
Quentin, one more thing on Saturday's game. The whole defensively, you guys have really gotten good at all three levels, and a lot of folks that you wouldn't expect. Mm-hmm. Like we've talked about DJ Reed or Joel Heath coming in there and playing well up front.
Yeah, they've been playing really well.
And Brennan Scarlett showing some
Scarlett,
things.
Yeah.
That guy. And we've talked about the secondary before, but is this as much depth as you've seen on this defense?
I think so, man. I think, like you said, all three levels, though. Like you said, Corey and Dre, you know, for me. Corey came in and stepped in for me, played really well, too. Cornerback, you know, J.J. went down. Kareem went down, so Rob Nelson comes in and plays well. Yeah, man, it's very, very good depth, man. Credit Rick Smith and those guys, man, putting together a roster.
Let me ask you how important the coaches that you play for are.
Yeah.
Because there's lots of rumors that Romeo Crennel may be done at the end of the year,
mm-hmm.
Maybe moving on. He's an older guy.
Yeah.
If he retired, no one would blame him. It's that time of his career.
No question.
And there's rumors that Mike Vrabel, Mike Vrabel actually has an interview lined up.
Yeah.
If the Texans lose this weekend, he'll interview for a head coaching job.
Yeah.
When you become a free agent this year,
mm-hmm.
how important is the coaching staff that you'd be playing for?
Mm-hmm.
Or like, is the organization the most important thing? Would you re-sign with the Texans before they hired a replacement DC?
Right. Honestly, the contract comes before all that, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, depending.
So
if it's even, yeah, definitely looking for coaches, you know, relationships, scheme that fits me, for sure.
Right.
If it's even. But if it's ridiculously lopsided, you don't even.
But if they throw a real healthy number at you,
mm-hmm.
say, we really want to have you here,
yeah,
you sign it, and then you'll figure it out from there.
Yeah, at this point in my career, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because at that point, I feel like with this Texans defense, mm-hmm. it's their job to put in. If for some reason they do lose Crennel, which I don't know that they are, but if they do, I feel like it's on Rick Smith and those guys mm-hmm. to make sure they replace him with someone who can coach with the guys that they've got.
Yeah,
because the personnel is it's solid.
Right.
You know, you find someone who can.
But
work
you
got to
have also
guys.
The right scheme though for the personnel too. I think Romeo's scheme is what really makes us successful.
I think back to Buffalo when Jim Schwartz 2 years ago had Buffalo as the best defense in the league. Or one of the best defenses in the mm-hmm. league, and they hired Rex Ryan to be the head coach. And the first thing he did was fire Jim Schwartz.
Wow!
And they went from a team that had basically didn't blitz to a team that wanted to blitz all the time,
right?
And it totally ruined that defense.
Yeah.
They went from being one of the best defenses to a barely above average defense with the same players,
right?
So I think it's on the GM to find the right guy who can scheme with the players mm-hmm. that he's got.
Yeah.
But I was curious if that would make an impact on you as a decision maker if that were to be the case.
Yeah, if it's even, for sure it would, you know. Or even like just a little bit less or more, it would make a fact. Yeah, but if it's lopsided.
Does staying here in Houston, is that important to you? I mean,
I want to finish up here.
So, if you got I'll make it tough on you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you get an offer from the Texans that is a very healthy offer.
Okay.
And you get the same offer from, say, Green Bay.
Mm-hmm. The same offer?
The same offer.
I'm staying here.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
No question.
Really? I mean, you don't think about, like, maybe, well, they've got Aaron Rodgers. They probably got a better chance to win a Super Bowl.
Nah, man. Because, like, you know, it comes in, like I said, like relationships, you know, the equipment guys, the trainers, you know, all those guys. I know those guys. They know me. I've been here the longest in my career, you know. My teammates, you know, J-Doe's coming back, Kareem's be back. So it's all about that too, man.
But you've played in this league for a long time.
Yeah.
You didn't have a chance. I mean, you played at a college where you were never going to have a chance to play for a national championship.
Right.
Every player, once they get to the NFL, they have the same goal, to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It, as you become older in the league, that doesn't rank higher on the priority list to you?
Yeah, it definitely does.
But I guess you feel like you feel like if things work out the right way, you could win a championship.
Yeah,
here,
I feel
right?
like we have the ingredients for sure. I really do. I really do.
Got one from a texter for you. What quarterback would you like to hit like Moore got hit?
Let's start some stuff. I'm going to say Andrew Luck.
Oh, really? He's the one, huh?
Yeah.
Andrew Luck might take it better than some of these other guys.
No, seriously. He'd probably bounce up and be like, good hit, buddy.
Yeah, Andrew Luck is a
he's a
big,
soldier,
strong
man.
Dude. You hit that guy, you're going to know
you
hit him.
He's a soldier, man. I like Andrew. I like him a lot. Respect him a lot, too.
That's a tough guy. Who's like your are there any quarterbacks that you just don't like, you don't have that respect for, that you just think they're bums?
Nah, I can't. Nah, man, I'm older. You know, I'm older now, so I know what it takes to be one. I know how hard it is to survive.
There's a lot of people who
he said just bums.
Well, I
was about to say, you know how hard it is to find one on your team. So
I mean, there's
it's hard. It's hard. It's a hard position, man, to survive.
There's guys like Jay Cutler who his own fans basically what do you think of guys like that?
Jay Cutler, I just out of sight, out of mind, man. I don't pay him.
You don't worry
about
guys like him.
Yeah, it is what it is.
You worry about the guys in your locker room and your division, I would guess, is the priorities. And now, right now, maybe a little Tom Brady.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, a lot of Tom Brady right now. Golly.
When I said earlier in the show, I think he's the best quarterback that's ever played this game. You have that same vibe?
I do.
You think he's the best?
Yeah, no question.
And you think Belichick's the best coach?
No question.
It's quite a task you guys have at hand, my man.
Yeah.
It's if. if we're talking next week after a win,
my man,
I'm gonna be very proud of you guys. I tell you that it would be, it would be an accomplishment that I really think. You can say what you want, that all you guys are confident to the point that you all think you're going to win that game, no problem. Yeah. But I feel like if you go in to Foxborough and you beat Tom Brady with Brock Osweiler as your quarterback, I think there's a part of you and everybody in that locker room who's going to be like, wow.
Yeah.
You see what we just did?
Yeah.
I mean, because
no question.
I see it all the time.
It's going to be a tough task, man. We know that. We know what's ahead of us.
Yeah.
But I think they can be beat, though, is the only thing.
I think back to Chris Weidman when he beat Anderson Silva the first time. Anderson Silva was maybe the greatest MMA fighter ever.
And Chris got him?
Chris Weidman knocked him out in Vegas in front of a full house, knocked him out cold. Anderson was ducking and dodging his punches, making him look foolish like everybody does.
Yeah.
And he got one of them through and hit him and crushed him. And you could see in his face,
he
just did this. I can't believe it happened. The dude trained his whole life to do just that, and he couldn't even believe it happened.
That's huge, man.
So I feel like
it's big for us, man.
You guys can go in there and beat that team, then that's something you'll never forget.
Yeah.
I think that all the playoff games you've been in, all the games you'll never
forget that, man.
That's the one. I think if you can add that to your resume, that's something you'll tell your kids about,
seriously,
grandkids about.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, that's going to wrap it up out here from Sawgrass and Paraland. I want to thank everybody who came out and said hello to Quentin. I want to thank Quentin. Great job as always, my man.
Thank you, man. Always appreciate y'all.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you, man. You guys tune in.
All the best. We'll be watching.
We'll be watching. For sure.
Great job by A.J. Hoffman. Great job by Voldemort. Great job by John Lee keeping us on air as well. Championship game coming up next on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.